We have one more amendment here dealing with DHHS and Department of Aging. It's offered by Supervisor Taylor, so we can call that one.
Thank you, everybody. Do you have to use the bathroom once more?
Even we heard you talk long enough.
Yeah, I was trying to fill up.
She's bringing both up, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not Superwoman does use the bathroom.
Amendment 1A004 by Supervisor Taylor.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. As most of you know, I think all of you know, I decided to, as my duty on the Commission on Aging, to go to all 29 meal sites throughout the county, and had a number of commissioners that joined me, some supervisors at some of these sites. And what I saw was an unbelievable amount of compassion between seniors, sharing meals, some taking meals home, some of which that was their only hot meal of the day. And I kept on saying to myself, why are there not more people at these sites when we have, you know, this opportunity? So I decided to create a position, or at least propose a new position, that if you look at the third paragraph, it will work with seniors, host facilities, contract agencies, municipalities, churches, religious organizations, community organizations, healthcare providers, and housing managers, with the goal to enhance offerings at senior centers and nutrition sites. This is actually, no surprise to most of you, a tax levy downer, not an upper. So I took a position from a different portion of the county to pay for it.
The one question I would have for you is, just how did you come up with, how did you decide on the salary for this new position?
Well, I talked to the director of aging. This is something I wanted to do. Asked her to look into it and what it would cost to create this position. Also, basically, you know, kind of said, this is what I want to do. Could you help, you know, work on some of the language, per se? This is what I'm trying to accomplish. And so with the help of her staff, this was provided to me, and then I've tweaked it up myself. But this is definitely my idea, not from anyone else, and something I think is very, I think it's going to be very helpful to our senior community. I encourage any one of you, if you have one of these sites, I know some of you have eaten at them, but just see what these people, how important it is to them. And this is something that I didn't think I'd be sitting here one day proposing, creating a position. That's unlike me. But 29 sites and spending an hour and a half, 2 hours on average at each one, I felt this was extremely important, and that's why it's before you today. If there's any questions, I'm more than willing to answer them.
Any questions for Supervisor Taylor? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does the communications relations coordinator position in DHHS is filled, is it not?
It is filled, and actually...
Because I believe I know the incumbent, Ms.
Right.
Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Is that who you're talking... Is that what...
Who is in that position, correct.
Okay. Well, I'm not voting for this because of that. The intent, I strongly accept.
Sure.
But with respect to how it's being done, I cannot vote for this. Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
No problem.
Do we have any other questions of Supervisor Taylor? Supervisor Stamper?
Yes. Thank you, Supervisor Chairman. Supervisor, I see you have some type of community outreach. One thing I do think that the senior centers need is more outreach to seniors. Is that part of this position?
Yes.
Okay. And when you had conversations with the department, did they express interest in this type of position? And did they understand what the cost and how this position was developed?
Basically,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Basically, you know, when I talk to the Department of Aging, and when you're saying that you're going to add a position, I don't think anybody is going to say they don't want it. Obviously, it comes from somewhere else. If you don't want to abolish the position, you can unfund it. And if they feel that, if DHHS feels that position is valuable, they can come up with that $100,000. We just heard, you know, out of $280 million, I'm sure you can come up with $100,000 here and there as Chairman Cullen said, you know, when there was a $3 million shortfall, we magically found money all throughout the county. So, you know, this could be unfunded instead of abolished. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I'm sure that they may not be happy. But, you know, we have to make these tough decisions. And I value this the new position more than the current position, to our, especially when considering, you know, this is one of our most vulnerable communities that we have.
Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Broderick.
Well, I would have to agree with Supervisor Johnson in terms of I don't know that I like the method, not quite understanding what collateral damage is done in DHHS. But how does this not fall within the core duties of aging already? If they're operating these sites and it's not a new program that, you know, needs outreach for the first time, how are these activities not already incorporated in the duties of existing staff in aging?
When you take the time, like I did, to commit that time and go to these sites and see the amount of people there, and knowing that there are twice that amount in the outside the community, we're not doing enough. And that was my concern. We're not doing enough. And we can propose things, you know, every day, and we throughout this budget, you're seeing proposals. I'm telling you that I was, you know, putting boots on the ground myself, going to these each site throughout Milwaukee County, and knowing that we can do more. And that's what this position does. And there will be, you know, we're looking at SMART goals. You know, they will report to the Commission on Aging. You know, that will all be established. And we'll know next year this time whether or not it was successful. If it's not, you'll see me coming in or asking the county executive to unfund it if there's not results. But I believe there will be. And that's why we're going to set those types of SMART goals, to make sure that this is something that works. But I wouldn't be proposing it and spending money and eliminating it somewhere else if it wasn't... if I didn't think it was necessary, I'd just be coming up here eliminating positions.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm wondering if someone is here from DHHS who might inform us as to how this elimination of position of the communications relations coordinator would...
I think they're waiting to impact. Come up until we're done speaking with...
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Okay. I mean, we'll have that if... when we're done with questions for Supervisor Taylor. Do you have a question for Supervisor?
I can yield just like Supervisor Broderick.
Okay.
Supervisor Johnson. Well, I was going to move to deny. Again, I have a, with respect to what I see above 10 FTE, it's very commendable, and I would want that to happen. But given that the position we're talking about, I know I've seen the lady in action, and I've known her, I've seen her to be competent, and I agree with everything else above 10 FTE, Communications Relation Coordinator, so I move to deny.
So, you know, if this motion fails, mm-hmm. you may want to work with Supervisor Johnson with the idea of unfunding it, and then the director could make the determination if that position needs to be kept.
Sure.
And then find the money elsewhere. I mean, I don't know where it's going.
That's fine.
I gotta guess, but you know.
Yeah. What I see above the position is very admirable, and I'm for that. But given what the offset is, I'm moved to deny. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Hotz.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So obviously, we know clearly this would eliminate the communications position. I'm curious, and anxious to hear from DHHS on this, but curious if these roles could be perhaps made part of the duties of this position to be abolished. Obviously, Supervisor Taylor, I'm not involved in DHHS. You are the board's outreach on this task.
But on aging, yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm just curious if that can be done. I had expressed an interest in your amendment because of the mission, which is laudable. It's super laudable. I just need some more information at this point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Director Colonin, you want to step up and answer the questions, how this would affect your department?
Thank you very much, Chairman and Supervisors. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this issue. This would create a huge operational challenge for the Department of Health and Human Services. Having a communications officer in a department of the size, overseeing a hospital and all of the operations we have is very necessary. And I just want to say that Stephanie has not asked for this position, and Tanya has been currently working on a work group with them, specifically in development of this outreach plan, and will continue to be involved. We partner up with the Department of Aging, and Tanya has been very helpful in them developing that plan. So I would ask this board to not defund Tanya. She's done an amazing job. She's an amazing partner to the Department of Aging currently. She's working on this effort. Department of Aging has an outreach coordinator that's also working on this effort as well. So we can support Department of Aging with Tanya. We'll continue to do that, and I'll ask you to please not support this amendment.
Supervisor Bowen and Supervisor Stamper.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. This, I guess I will support denial. It seems a little short-sighted. I think we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I'm trying to understand why we're going through this cycle where we're just taking from something that's doing something important and putting in something else and not putting in new funds to address these issues. So I guess I understand the angle of reaching out to the community, but I don't think you do it through these means. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support this position. I would like to see it developed in another way. But if Tanya can assist with some of these duties, that'll be great. I like Haas's idea of adding some of these duties for the outreach and for the senior meals. And, I will support Supervisor Taylor in finding other means to fund this position. And I'd like to help him on that. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Stamper, to clarify, the incumbent is in Department of DHHS and has been working on various task forces, has been doing what needs to be done as far as that department wants it. This position would go to the Department of Aging. So you indicated that you would like her to work on, but she's in a different department. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for that clarification, Supervisor Johnson. But I thought Hector Colon said he was already working with the department and developing a model. So that's where my interest came from, with him indicating that she's already working with them and developing this type of outreach. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion on this? If not, we have a motion to deny. Please take the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cullen?
No.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to deny Amendment 1A004 is approved.